news in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many had a good Thanksgiving? Amen. We are grateful here at Truth Church and excited about the new facility. The facility we got a really great deal on it because it had extensive hurricane damage. And the reason why we got a real deal on it is because we got to go fix it. But we can do it. All right? We can do it. Amen. I wonder if I got anybody here that's grateful for Jesus. We're going to start this new series today. I'm really excited about this new series. We're going to spend the whole month of December. So we're going to do this series all the way up through December 24th, Sunday morning on Christmas Eve. And it's called, What's Under Your Tree? What's Under Your Tree? Here's a question for you. What are you believing God for this year? What are you believing God for? What do you want for Christmas? What are you asking God for? What miracles are you looking for? What toys are you looking for? Amen. Because, I mean, you get all kinds of stuff. You can get new shoes. You can get your house painted. You get a new car. Come on, somebody. New clothes. Barbecue grill. Come on, new cell phone. New laptop. There's all kinds of goodies we can get for Christmas. Amen. But how many know if you really have an encounter with Jesus, you can get a new life? You can get new perspective. You can get new understanding. You can get a new anointing on your life. And you can live in this world today free from all the stuff in the world that wants to hold you down. But if you could ask God for anything this Christmas, what would it be? Just answer that question in your mind. What is it you're believing God for? What would you like to see answered? What prayer do you want to see answered? Is it just to make it one more day, or is it to make it a whole life? Is it to really experience kingdom living? Is it really to learn how to overcome and not be overcome? Because I really believe that the biggest challenge in the church today is learning how to overcome. And we learn how by revelation. And if we don't get the revelation, then we get overcome. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's ever been overcome by the world. Been overcome by stuff. Our text today is a very popular text. One of my favorite stories in the Bible. It's in Luke chapter 15. We're going to be reading it in the Message translation. Do you got that in the Message for me back there, Lyle? The Message translation, when you get it up on the screen, you can read along. I don't think many people carry a Message translation Bible with them. If you do, praise the Lord. If you don't, praise the Lord. Verse 11, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Then he said, there was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, Father, I want right now what's coming to me. So the father divided the property between them. Wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to the fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses, and he said, all those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going to go back to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against God, and I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a hired hand. He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out and embraced him and kissed him. The son started his speech, Father, I've sinned against God and I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again. Watch this. But the father wasn't listening. The father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dressing. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get a grain-fed heifer and roast it. We're going to have a feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive. Given up for lost and now found. And they begin to have a wonderful time. And all this time, his older son, was out in the field. When the day's work was done, he came in. And as he approached the house, he heard the music and the dancing. Calling over one of the houseboys, he asked what's going on. He told him, he said, your brother come home. Your father has ordered a feast, barbecued beef. Because he has him home safe and sound. The older brother stalked off in an angry sulk and refused to join in. His father came out and tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. The son said, look, how many years have I stayed here serving you, never giving you one moment of grief? But you have never thrown a party for me and my friends. And then this son of yours who has thrown away all your money shows up, and you go all out with the feast. His father said, son, you don't understand. You're with me all the time. Everything that is mine is yours. But this is a wonderful time, and we had to celebrate. This brother of yours was dead, and he's alive. He's lost, and he is found. This morning, my assignment is to unwrap the gift of grace. Let's pray. Holy Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Lord, I thank you that my words are saturated with the anointing from heaven today. Give me revelation to impart revelation. Lord, give me wisdom to reveal understanding. Lord, put me on like a coat today and wear me. Give me entrance into every heart with truth that transforms us. Father, I thank you for this time together that we have in your presence, for your equipping and your instruction. Lord, we don't take this moment lightly. Lord, this is the highlight of our week as we gather together in your name to be equipped by you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. I'm going to touch two people and say, let's unwrap grace. That story still chokes me up, man. I think I've read it 1,000 times. It's easy to choke me up because I was a prodigal. Amen. If you've been to church to any amount of time, then you know, you're familiar with the story. We call it the prodigal son. It's one of my favorite stories, but it's probably one of the greatest stories in the Bible. It's probably been taught on and preached on just about more than any other story in the Bible. And Jesus is telling this story. He's really beginning to tell the story in response to criticism that he was receiving from the Pharisees and the scribes. They were climbing all over Jesus because Jesus was eating with sinners. Jesus was spending all his time having lunch and having dinner with people that did not have a good relationship with God. And so the Pharisees were ticked off, and they were criticizing Jesus about, why do you hang out with these sinners all the time? And Jesus tells this story in response to their criticism. Amen? That word prodigal right there literally means wasteful. Everybody say wasteful. Does not necessarily mean drunk. Doesn't necessarily mean immoral. Doesn't necessarily mean addicted. It just means wasteful. In other words, somebody's been given something of value, and they've taken what they've had of value, and they used it recklessly, and they wasted it. Come on, somebody say they wasted it. I wonder if I got anybody here that's ever wasted anything. Come on, anybody ever waste any money? Especially in the United States of America, it's easy to waste money because we've got a consumer mentality, amen? Praise the Lord. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's ever wasted any opportunities. Some good opportunity, some golden opportunity presented itself to you, and you're like, nah, I don't think so. And then 2 days later, you go, oh my God, I wish I had done that. Come on, huh? Don't nobody want to waste anything, but we do from time to time, we waste things. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Anybody ever waste food in here? Huh? Would you like a to-go box with that? Nah, I don't feel like carrying it. No, some of y'all are like, that's crazy. I take all my food home. Come on, amen. How about people that have wasted their potential? I mean, potential is a gift from God. God gives you potential to do great things, and some people never do anything good at all. They got all this potential on the inside of them, and they waste their potential. This story is not about some guy living on the street, living on the corner, or on drugs, or addicted. Come on, amen. This story is about anybody in this room today. People that have wasted things from time to time. Come on, amen. I found out in life that when you feel inadequate about stuff, or you feel less than, or you don't feel good enough about who you are as a person, usually you can look back to a point in your life to where you wasted something. Because inadequate feelings and feeling less than come when we miss things or we waste things in life. We don't feel like we're good enough, amen? A lot of people waste golden opportunities. Some people waste a marriage. It's not that you don't love each other. It's just that you never learned how to steward your marriage. There's a lot of people still in love that ain't married together no more because they tried to kill each other while they was married. Other people have wasted jobs. God gives some people a good job, and they get lazy and don't want to do the good job that they got, and they let the job go, and then they wish they had kept the job that they had because they can't find another job when they needed one. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. How many, anybody waste any time this week? Yeah, so a lot of us waste time every day, don't we? Huh? I can't tell you how many countless hours some of us waste just looking at Facebook on our phone. I felt the Holy Ghost right there, but ain't nobody shouting, praise the Lord, amen. So listen, if you've ever wasted anything, wasted time or wasted money or wasted opportunity or wasted relationship, if you ever felt like you weren't adequate or good enough or you felt like you were less than I've got great news for you this morning. Your Father this morning loves you with an everlasting love, and He has grace for you for the things that you have wasted, and He can restore everything to you. Come on, somebody. Amen. God can cover all of your inadequacies with His grace. He can cover all your faults with His grace. He can fix you with His grace. He can restore you with His grace. He can heal you with His grace. He can love you with His grace. Amen. How many of you ready to unwrap some grace today? Y'all gonna be proud of me. I'm already at number one. I got 13 of them, though. I'm just kidding you. Number one, grace to forgive. I say that with me, grace to forgive. You say it this way, grace forgives all sin. All sin. Nobody is exempt from that statement. I want to help you. Come on, amen. His grace is bigger than your sin. You ain't been bad enough. You ain't been evil enough. You ain't been sneaky enough. You ain't been broken enough. You ain't been hurt enough. You ain't been deceptive enough that His grace cannot come in and handle your stuff. That's good news for some of us in here, because some of us didn't think we'd ever see the light of day again after what we done, did what we did. We don't want nobody to know what we did, but we did it anyway. I'm telling you, His grace can cover you today. You guys ain't that bad. You think you're bad, but you ain't that bad. His grace is bigger. Somebody shout, it's bigger. Because His grace comes, and it's not about stopping sin. It's about making us free from sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. Huh? A lot of religions in the world just deal with the fruit of sin. They deal with the outward manifestation of sin. You know, don't cheat, don't drink, don't steal, don't hurt, don't lie, don't kill. Everybody wants, all the religions deal with that. No, cut that off and do it. But grace comes on saying, no, don't worry about cutting the fruit off the tree. Let me lay an axe to the root. Let me lay an axe to the source of the sin. Because it doesn't come to remove sin. Come on, somebody. It comes to wash it away. It comes to deal with the root issue and the source of it so you can be free from its powerful grip in your life. Because how many know if you still got the roots in the ground, you could cut all the fruit off the tree, but there'll come another season in your life where that stuff will manifest in your life again. But if you'll cut the source out of your life, come on, somebody, and get planted in some good fertile ground by rivers of living water, somebody ought to help me with some counsel. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus don't just come to forgive you. Thank God He forgives you of your sin, but He also comes to make you free from it. So sin cannot have a grip on your life and hold you captive and keep you bound up. So you have to get forgiven every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. In this story, Jesus exposes two primary things in our life that bring us to failure. And we all deal with this stuff. Nobody's exempt from this. I don't care how humble you are. Every living human being has had to deal with this stuff. The first one is this, an independent spirit. Everybody say an independent spirit. In other words, somebody that lives their life independent from God, either willfully or ignorantly. I mean, some people live their life independent from God and don't know they live independent from God because they don't know there's a God. And there's other people that live their life independent from God because they know there is a God but don't want nobody to tell them what to do. Hello? Come on, amen. Somebody that will not let anybody tell them anything. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all are related to those people. Some of you are those people. People say, you're going to do it my way or it's the highway. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. They sang Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. Ain't doing it nobody's way but their own way. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know that kind of independence will drive you away from God? That kind of independence will keep you from Him. It never drives you to God. Because an independent spirit makes you believe that you don't need a God. You think you can handle everything on your own. That's what this kid was doing in this story. He determined that he was going to do things his way, on his timetable, and he asked his father for his inheritance long before it was time. Amen. The more successful we become in life, the greater the battle. I'm going to try it again. The more successful we become in life, the greater the battle. Come on, if you ain't got nothing, there ain't nothing to battle for. Most people are faithful to God and submit to God. Most people are faithful to show up for church every Sunday because they ain't got nothing else to do on the weekend. Come on, amen. Most people are faithful to God because they don't have options. Come on now, amen. You can always tell how faithful somebody is to the house of God by how they act after they're blessed. Y'all all right? Because how many of you know, a lot of people just don't got no money to do anything on Sunday, so they just show up for church on Sunday because it's just something to do and get out of the house. I'm faithful, Pastor. Well, when you hit the lottery, we didn't see you no more. Hello. Come on, amen. I mean, we can't know if you're faithful or not until you got a lot of blessing going on in your life. Until everything's looking good and you got the cars and you got the stuff and you got the opportunity to travel and go on vacation. Then we can tell if you're faithful to the house of God or not. Praise the Lord, amen. Don't nobody want me to preach, but I'm going to preach anyway. Praise the Lord, amen. So we can always find out how faithful people are by how many options they have. What options present themselves to you? Fewer options, the more easier it is to be faithful. More options, the harder it is to be faithful to the things of God. Amen? So listen to me. Don't miss this. The greatest test of your character is not failure. The greatest test of your character is success. Try that one again. The greatest test of your character is not failure. The greatest test of your character is success. How do you handle success? Do you tithe when you make $100,000? Come on, somebody help me. Come on, I'm just preaching the Bible. I'm not telling you anything that ain't in the Bible. Praise the Lord, amen. I mean, this kid never ended up in a pig pen until he got his money. He was living in his daddy's house, had everything he ever needed, everything he ever wanted. He was one of the sons of one of the richest men in town, and he wasn't living in a pig pen. But when he got his success and he got his money, he ended up in a pig pen because the pig pen revealed what kind of character was on the inside of him. Come on, amen. Somebody said all that money made him evil. No. It wasn't all that money that made him evil. What happened was all that money revealed the independent spirit that was on the inside of his heart. Because when he got all that money, he decided he didn't need God anymore. He didn't need his daddy anymore. He didn't need what his daddy had anymore. He could do whatever he wanted on his own without his daddy, and he found out he really couldn't. Praise the Lord, amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. The second thing is this, the indulgent spirit. Two primary things that drive us to failure. The first one is an independent spirit. The second one is an indulgent spirit, or the spirit of indulgence. All failure comes to our life through those two sources, either being independent or being overindulgent. So what do you mean by indulgence, Pastor? Indulgence is the attitude that says, I want what I want when I want it. Don't want nobody to stand my way. I want it now. Come on, huh? No matter the consequences. I don't care what happens to me. I want it now. That's King David looking over the balcony when he should have been out there fighting with his men, hanging out in the castle, looking over the balcony, and saw beautiful old Bathsheba over there taking a bath. And he said, I want that right there. I want them hips and them lips. I don't care if she's married. I'll kill her husband if I got to. I want it right now. I want it now. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. The book of James says this, that sin never conceives itself until there is a lust or a craving for something that I want. And it don't even matter if it's good for you. You might even know it's bad for you. That's the way lust is. Come on, that's how everybody gets all messed up on drugs. That's how everybody gets all messed up on party life. Oh, it feels good. I want it. Come on. And then what happens? It becomes gradual. And then you got to do more to get back to what you felt the first place. And it never feels good as it did the first time you did it. It's gradual. Somebody say it's gradual. Come on, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org. Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Salvation that cannot be moved. He's proven himself to be.